Welcome to Trumpet Media Podcast with James Taiwo, encouraging people to faithfully serve God and motivating them to live fulfilled lives on earth. Get James Taiwo's books and subscribe to his articles at jamestaiwo.com. That's James, TAIWO.com.
God created all situations. God beats the law of nature. You know what they call law of nature? What does that mean? If you jump up, what happens? You come down? That's nature. That's gravity. What goes on must come down. When Jesus arose, and when he met his disciples at Galilee, and he prayed for them, and he went, and he was going, did he fall down? The Bible said he went into the cloud and they could not see him anymore. God that we serve beats the law of nature. Amen?
Amen.
Mary did not know a man. She gave birth to a son. God does not have a boundary. Hallelujah!
Amen.
You don't have to be an American citizen to become successful in the United States of America. Amen?
Amen?
You don't have to be a white man before you become successful in the United States of America. Amen?
Amen?
Your children don't have to be first class before they become the president of the United States. Amen?
Amen?
You don't have to be born of a pastor before you become the program of your time. God is not a limited God. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, he has eyes that surround his head. That is, it does not matter where you turn to, God is looking. God is watching. God knows what you need. God cares for you before you care for yourself. Before your head even made up your mind, you already know where they are going. And you already know how to stop them. I have an unlimited God. Somebody say, I have an unlimited God. No one can predict the fullness of God's power. What God has said about you and I is going to come to pass.
Amen.
The closer you have to this unlimited God, the more you see the greatness of this unlimited God. The closer you believe in his power, the more you are going to see. Let me tell you something. It works for people that don't even know God as much as you do. And so I encourage you to understand this fact today. The size of your blessing will be according to the shape of your heart. You listen to me? The size of your greatness will be according to the shape of your heart. Maybe somebody is not getting it. That is, what happens as far as God is concerned does not have description. The more you believe he can do, the more he will prove himself. Amen?
Amen.
This unlimited God will manifest himself according to the shape of your mind. How big is your God? Do you actually think that God is in control, or you feel like your boss is in control? Sons and daughters of the Lord, I want you to open to the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 1 verse 8. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me read again. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord. Who is and who was and who is to come, says the Almighty. This is a quoted verse of the scripture. He said, I am the Alpha and the Omega. Okay? He said, I am the one that who was. So there is no place you can hide. You don't have an excuse. You said you believe in God of yesterday. He said it was me. He said, who is that you are still talking today? Yes. If you say, I don't even want to believe this one, I will believe the one that show up tomorrow. He said, it's still going to be me. Who was, who is, and who is to come? And he ended it by saying, I am the Almighty. Listen. How big you want to get to in life, is in the hands of this Almighty God. How victorious you want to be in this situation is in the hands of who? This unlimited God. Amen. I want us to do some exercise this morning as I finish my message. While the music is going on, I want you to sink unlimited God into things that don't have shape to start to have shape. Things that seems to be shapeless to start to have shape in your life. Things that the enemies have been using to harass you, start to put them under check today. I said, no more. I have an unlimited God that is in charge of that situation. I believe it's not a difficult task for you and I to do. Unlimited God. Unlimited God. Unlimited God. Jehovah, unlimited God. Unlimited God. Jehovah, unlimited God. Unlimited God. Jehovah, unlimited God. Unlimited, unlimited God. Amen. The one of God says, who are that mountain before Zerubbabel, that shall become plain. Who are that mountain before Zerubbabel, that shall become a plain ground. I say, who are that mountain before Zerubbabel, that shall become plain. And let the King of Glory come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, all ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting dust, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts is the King of Glory. These are the children of the Lord, they are not born to suffer. These are children of the Lord, they are not going to live their lives in struggle forever. I am putting an end unto every limitation. I'm putting an end to every barrier. The curse upon your family. The curse of family generations. I am removing it from you because you have an unlimited God. And therefore, I am saying you are free today. You are free yesterday, you are free today. You are free tomorrow and you are free forever. Because Jesus Christ in us the hope of glory. For he is the one that walks. He is the one that is and the one that is to come, says the Almighty God. Unlimited, the power of unlimited God start to manifest in the life of this people of the Lord. I want you to say a good amen. Yeah. The power of an unlimited God start to manifest in your life. Yeah. The power of an unlimited God start to manifest in your life. Yeah. I said the power of an unlimited God will start to manifest in your life in the name of Jesus. The power of an unlimited God will start to manifest in your name, in your life in the name of Jesus. The power of unlimited God will start to manifest in your life in the name of Jesus. To be manifested in your marriage, to be manifested in your career, to be manifested in your life, to be manifested in your spiritual life, to be manifested in your ministry, to be manifested in your call. I say the power of an unlimited God will start to manifest in your life in the name of Jesus. The power of an unlimited God will start to manifest in your life in the name of Jesus. The power of an unlimited God will start to manifest in your life in the name of Jesus. I break you free. I break you free. I break you free. I break you free. I remove the curse. I remove the limitation. I remove the curse. I remove the limitation. You are free in the name of Jesus. You are free in the name of Jesus. Your soul is free. Your spirit is free. Your mind is free. You are delivered. You are healed. 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 You are healed, healed. You are 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 healed. In the name of Jesus. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your lives. And you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name.
Hope you enjoyed this message by James Taiwo. Subscribe to this podcast to stay informed of every new episode. Trumpet Media is the media arm of World Outreach Evangelical Ministry. If you live in New York City area, consider to join our worship service on Sunday at 10 a.m. We are located at 3721 Rockaway Beach Boulevard, Far Rockaway, New York 11691. Learn more about us at woem.org.